This is HDN.
Wow, look at that. It's Friday in the Beaver Bank Bunker and everywhere else in this time zone.
We're going to start off with some concert news.
Okay.
Grammy-nominated and five-time Billboard Music Award-winning artist Lil Jon is coming to town.
Hey, Lil Jon. And, of course, Celebrity Apprentice.
Yes.
Winner, I do believe. Did he win?
Ooh.
He either won or he came in second. Oh,
yeah.
He was good. He was on there twice.
Yeah, that's right. He was on there twice.
If he was on there twice, that means he didn't win. Wasn't he up against Bret Michaels, and Bret Michaels won? Oh, gee,
yeah,
I'm sorry. No, and he teamed up with a country dude.
Yeah, that's right, and they became kind of strange bedfellows, I remember.
Well, I don't think they're quite that close. Figuratively speaking, I guess they did, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Lil Jon is going to be headlining the Halifax Hopscotch Urban Arts Festival, September 26th to the 28th. It's a three-day event, dance, art, music, all over the waterfront in Dartmouth and Halifax.
But no hopscotch.
Well, who knows? I mean, there might be.
Dance? You said dance, music, art. Hopscotch is fun. I was looking forward to a little hopscotch.
Bring your own chalk. The whole thing wraps up Sunday night with a live concert at the Kennard Center featuring Lil Jon. Tickets go on sale Wednesday, July 30th, ticketatlantic.ca. Well, this is kind of interesting. I know the city of Halifax a few weeks ago decided to, unveil their new slogan, bold, be bold.
Mm-hmm.
And looks like they're going after it in a big way. They're looking to create public Wi-Fi in the city's urban core. Now, they've asked for a request for information. They're looking for, basically a fact-finding mission from companies and individuals who are interested in perhaps providing said Wi-Fi service.
Public Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
For the city?
For the city.
That's kind of crazy.
Are you kidding? I think that's a great idea.
Well, yeah, but that would cost a lot of money. Well, I guess you'd have to subscribe. It wouldn't be free public Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. Free public Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi. That's right. Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi when you can...
Wi-Fi. It's, they're looking at this under the five-year, $50 million capital improvement campaign. And it's all part of the Downtown I'm In community engagement project that they started last winter.
I think 5 years of public Wi-Fi would cost about $50 million. I mean, that would be great. That's a lot of people jumping on the internet there.
It is. I think it's one of those things that once the infrastructure is up and running, wouldn't that be, that would be the major outlay of capital right there. But
the infrastructure to actually have the Wi-Fi, but then you have to have an internet connection. Who's paying for that?
Well, no, I mean, this would be so people can...
Get online.
Use their tablets, smartphones. I mean, this is...
We have Wi-Fi in the Beaver Bank Bunker.
Right.
But we still have to pay monthly for our internet. And so if you had Wi-Fi, somebody would have to pay for internet.
Someone's got to pay for the internet. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, I'm following you now. But I mean, certainly, you talk about a bold initiative. I mean, they're talking about Wi-Fi.
Well,
they're talking about Wi-Fi on the Harbor Ferries, on Metro Transit buses. I mean, picture that in the back of your mind.
Oh, people would have to pay for it. It would be like going to the airport.
Mm.
You know, where they say, hey, we have Wi-Fi. Of course, you have to pay for it, but you can still get on it. And so you're not using your data. But there would still be a fee to get onto the public Wi-Fi. There'd have to be.
Mm. Well, at this point, like I said, this is all just testing the waters to see what kind of interest is out there from companies that are willing to provide this.
Well, people would actually move to Halifax just for that.
Well,
I
wonder if there are any cities right now that do that sort of thing.
I don't think so.
Have, free Wi-Fi and... Open public places.
I don't think so.
Well, it's something to think about.
It would be neat to have like a little area where the city was providing Wi-Fi just to watch all the university students crowd around that little area.
All the
with
hipsters.
Their, yeah, trying to get their free internet.
Oh, God. I'll quickly update you on a story we told you about a few weeks back. Told you about Kristen Liscombe. She was a young lady who was moving to Halifax for a new job, got here and was expecting her belongings to come on a moving van.
Yeah.
Only to find out that her moving van
was
also moving a lot of drugs and had been busted by border services.
Yeah.
Well, I guess she did get her stuff.
But did she get her stuff?
Yeah. Well, it took almost a month, but she finally got everything this week. Not that it was all in the best of shape. She said that Border Services told her they did not do an invasive search of her property. So she's not quite sure how a hole was punched through one of her dresser drawers or why her computer monitor was completely taken apart. Uh-huh. But anyway, suffice to say, she has her stuff, albeit a little bit damaged. But
and it all stinks of weed.
Well, the kicker of it is that after the drug bust, everything in the van was taken to Toronto and held by another mover until she paid a fee.
Okay, wait a second. She's got to get that money back. Oh. Is she suing or?
It's
sad if she has to go and take those steps, really, because she did nothing wrong.
Oh, exactly.
So really, she shouldn't have to go through all of this.
Yeah, exactly. Now, she did get her deposit back from the original company that she hired. Because if you remember the story, it turns out that the original company that she hired to move her belongings actually contracted the work out to another moving company, and that's where the problems began.
Yeah.
So, I have a feeling this is going to move into the courtroom because the original moving company says, oh, we gave her deposit back. We've washed our hands of this entire case. But I don't quite think that she's ready to wash her hands of it yet. But if we hear anything further on this, we'll let you know. Well, this is a neat event that is coming up in August. It's coming up Saturday, August the 16th at Alderney Landing in the Rotunda. It's called the Villains Ball. It's a costume contest and dance party with some of the, this is sort of...
It's to counteract the policeman's ball?
No, this is part of HalCon, actually. They're going to have the evil laugh off with the winner getting a pair of HalCon weekend passes. That's very good.
Thank you.
Costume contest, $300 for first place, $100 for second.
Oh, and these guys really do it up, too.
Oh, big time. So part of the proceeds actually going to a kid's help phone as well. So it is part charity, but sounds like a whole lot of good time.
Yeah.
Advance tickets, $30 a piece, and you can get them through ticketpro.ca or at the Alderney Landing box office. Start planning your costumes now.
We should go to that. What villain would you dress as?
God, I have no idea. Cruella de Vil. I always liked that. It was kind of fancy with the furs and the...
I have a terrific picture of you in your Catwoman costume. Back a few years. I'll post that on the
website. Oh, yeah. A few years.
On the website.
About 100 pounds ago.
Would you say Catwoman was a villain? Yeah, I guess she was. Although Batman kind of...
tamed her.
Well, kind of. You thought he
trimmed
did.
Trimmed her nails.
Yeah.
Trimmed her claws.
Cut her claws.
Calm that pussy.
Got her declawed.
Yeah. He declawed that pussy. Once again.
He's proud of yourself, aren't you?
Every now and then. Speaking of every now and then, Kijiji, comes up with some gems. This was posted this week. For sale. Half of a bed. Make me an offer. It originates in New Brunswick. And the ad reads as follows. Well-used, half bed. I'm moving and selling my side of the bed. Well-used, but some of that egg carton foam stuff would probably fix it right up. My brand new ex-wife still owns the other side of the bed, but don't worry, she doesn't seem to mind sharing it with strangers.
Oh, yeah.
Snap. Bonus, the bed is always warm due to it never going more than a few hours without someone being in it. This comes in especially handy if you're away working out west while trying to make enough to cover the mortgage payments. Note, apparently there's been like 3 different guys that may be able to claim squatter's rights on my side of the bed since they spent more time in it than I did. Not sure what the rules are on that. Send me an offer if you're interested. Buyer beware.
How to use Kijiji to air out your personal problems.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah, love that. Hey, since it's Friday, can I jump into the email bag?
Sure thing.
All right, email bag sound, please. Thank you very much. A number of emails from people agreeing with me about the Windsor Street Chibucto
debacle.
Canard, yeah, that intersection. And I use the term loosely. People are saying that I'm preaching to the choir and that something should be done about that. But it's one of those things that I'm sure people have been saying something should be done about that for as long as we've had cars.
Mm.
And speaking of cars, Perry Faulkner writes this from Pet Ride Halifax.
Yes.
Not that I'm a fan of this, but if you've ever paid to replace a window in a car, $500 is getting off cheap. Now, he's referring to us talking about the fines that police can now...
Well, they can't now, but I mean, there's legislation that's going to be introduced in the fall that will give police the power to write tickets to people who leave their dogs in hot vehicles.
Yeah, and we decided on $500. Perry thinks that's not enough. If people want to test the theory about how hot cars get, place a chocolate bar in the car. If that bar melted, you have basically hit the temperatures where doggy brains are starting to cook.
Wow.
Takes about 10 minutes when days hit 21 or 22 degrees.
That's scary. And Perry knows his dog, so...
And if you want to actually see how fast it takes a car to get to a certain temperature, go over to our Facebook page, because somebody posted a little picture there reminding us how hot a car can get. And it doesn't take long at all, even with the windows cracked.
Oh, listen, you know what the problem is? These young whippersnappers have no idea how hot cars get because they've never had to sit on black vinyl seats in a car. Never.
Actually, you know what? Somebody pointed out to me, and this really, you don't think about it this way, but a lot of the older folks don't realize how fast it takes for a car to heat up because the new cars are basically airtight. Now, the old cars, I mean, you could sit in those things for hours and you could practically get a breeze going with all the windows rolled up. But now, with the, you know, the climate control and all of that, you close these cars now, you are sealing that puppy shut.
Oh.
And that's why it gets so hot so fast.
Yeah.
Even hotter and fast. And plus, they're smaller, the passenger area as well, than they used to be. I mean, way back in the days, you had a car that was so, you know, so big it would take a long time to heat up all the air in there.
Yeah. Oh, well, and I mean, I remember burning the backs of my legs in the backseat of my dad's Dodge Charger.
Dad is such a hipster.
Oh, are you kidding?
Dodge Charger.
That was the very first brand new car he ever purchased.
His favorite saying was, "Hold my beer, honey. Let's see how fast this thing will go." Back in the day, you know. Well, you know what? My dad, university professor, psychologist, the whole bit. You know what car he had back around that same time? A Barracuda.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, this was a 72.
I think that was a 72 as
was
well.
Was it? Yeah, this was a 72.
Muscle cars for
Dodge
both of our dads.
Charger. And it was two-door, banana yellow. The inside was jet black. And my God, those seats were hot.
Yeah. Well, the old car was. That's a hot car.
That's
you
a hot
got there.
Car.
So basically, in a nutshell, don't leave your dog in the car. Sorry for that little trip down memory lane.
To wrap up and to summarize.
Not only did you not wear seatbelts, you couldn't even find them because they were pushed down if they were even in the car.
Yeah.
Metallic dashboards.
That's
that
right.
Way, if you were in an accident, you just hose it off and sell it to the next guy.
Metallic dashboards, and you had a little sister that would break your fall.
Since we're talking about your emails, we love to hear from you. But you know what else we love? The fact that you are telling your friends, your coworkers, your family about this podcast. That's how word is spreading about this. That's why we're over the 25,000 download mark already. And heading up to 30 very quickly. And you know what? You keep telling people about this. This will get bigger and better. And we'll be able to eat. And
feed our dogs.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you for not only downloading and listening to the podcast, but telling people about it, spreading the word.
Keep doing it. And before we let you go, just a heads up on a couple of things going on this weekend. Looks like a number of streets in Dartmouth are going to be closed on Saturday because of the Manulife Dragon Boat Festival on Lake Binook. Starting just after midnight on Saturday, Prince Albert Road will be closed between Hawthorne and Sinclair. That's where they're going to be setting up for the festival and the vendors.
That is a whole lot of fun.
It is. Then at 7 a.m., Binook Avenue and Boathouse Lane will be closed to traffic. So, yeah, I tell you, they do this every year. I think this is what, the 17th annual? Yeah, it is. 17 years they've been at this. And it all benefits the Nova Scotia Amateur Sports Fund. It's supporting community-based programs throughout the province, and they've already raised more than $1.3 million over the years. So dragonboat.halifax.ns.ca for more information. And on Saturday, the Sackville Business Association having their 10th anniversary celebration at the Pocket Park.
Between Boston Pizza and King of Donair.
That's right. And I will be there starting at noon, talking all about the podcast and spreading the good word.
Love to meet you. Well, I'm not going to be there. I'm picking up Bronwyn from camp.
You've got camp duty.
Yeah. But either way, have yourself a great weekend and we'll be back on Monday.
Until then.